Let's give the Lord a good clap offering of praise tonight. He's worthy. He's worthy of all our praise. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Everybody say, blessed be the name of the Lord. You may be seated in Jesus' name. The Lord bless you tonight. What an honor it is to be in the house of the Lord again tonight. To be gathered with the people of God in this called assembly. Praise the Lord. And we were anxious for other, more than one reason to be here. We left blizzard conditions this morning in northeast Ohio with ice and snow. And I was the envy of all them folks that had to stay there. Amen. As I told them, I was headed to Florida. And it was a welcome sight to come and feel warmer temperatures. And the stewardess and them on the plane said, now it's cold in Orlando. And I thought, it feels like a heat wave to me. Amen. And I went to the airport at about 5 o'clock this morning, and I looked out on the tarmac, and the plane was covered with snow, and it was dark. I said, I don't think it's going anywhere today. And about 40 minutes later, they said, okay, it's time to board. They got equipment out there and sprayed that thing down and got it all charged up and got us out of there. And we're glad to be here tonight in Jesus' name. God gave us a safe trip. Feel the Holy Ghost in the house. And I feel all right here tonight. Praise the Lord. And I thank Pastor Bass and for the invitation to be here and to be a part of this meeting and the ministry that's here. I thank God that I'm available to it because I'm a product of preaching. I am what I am because somebody preached the Word of God to me. I'm a product of the Word of God, and I thank God for that heritage that I have, and to see these good men of God that are here and saints of God. I think we ought to allow the Holy Ghost to intercept us in this service tonight and to have its perfect way and for the Word of God to have complete free course and touch us in a way we've never been touched quite like before. The times demand that somehow we make ourselves available to everything heaven has for us. And I want to stay close to the move of the Holy Ghost and the Word of God and the people of God and God's ministry. Amen. I need that in my life. And somebody said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I feel very honored again. Thank you for the invitation. And I'm looking forward to the rest of the services this week. The ministry that's assigned to preach these services coming up tomorrow through Friday, we're in for a great treat. And Brother Bass, Pastor Bass, tried to put a little pressure on me a while ago and told me that, you know, it was up to me. I said, no, it ain't up to me. Amen. If everything's riding on me, we're in trouble tonight. But I said, whatever happens tonight, we got a tremendous team of preaching coming on. Praise the Lord is going to get us on through the end of the week. Praise the Lord. And the Lord is interested in what we're doing. And if He's here, then everything's going to be all right. Praise God, because I have an appetite. I have a hunger and a thirst in my soul for God. My heart pants after Him tonight. My soul longs for Him. My appetite is for His righteousness. I want God to deal with me. I want the Holy Ghost to move one more time. One more time, Lord. Just sweep through this place. Give us clear notes, certain sound direction. Help us, God, to be equipped to do what You want us to do. And to do it right. Praise the Lord, to do it to please You. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. So thank You again, and we want to be a blessing and looking forward to the remainder of these services. Amen, coming up. If you have your Bible tonight, I'm taking a reference tonight out of the book of Job chapter 1. Job chapter 1. Hallelujah. verse number 6, verse number 7. The Bible says, "Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them." Having a meeting. And a meeting by invitation, a meeting that was assigned. And they came, but Satan came to the meeting. And the Lord said unto Satan, "Where'd you come from? Whence comest thou?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "Well, I'm a vagabond, or from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it." Praise the Lord. He didn't ask the sons of God, but he asked Satan, "Where'd you come from?" He said, "I'm a vagabond. I'm just been wandering around. And I wandered in here." Praise the Lord. And Paul told the Ephesian church in chapter 4 and verse 27, "Neither give place to the devil." I want to preach for a little while tonight on the vagabond curse. If you could lift your hands and ask God to come to this place tonight in Jesus' name, Lord, come by here. Somebody talk to the Lord right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord, that I'm here tonight. I thank you, God, I can feel your presence. I thank you, Lord, that I'm here by invitation. Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Are you glad you're in the house of the Lord tonight? Somebody praise him. Somebody clap your hands. Somebody glorify God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Everybody say, in Jesus' name. You may be seated. The Lord bless you again tonight. We're standing in the reading of the word of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad we got a place to have church. I'm glad we have, amen, a called meeting here tonight. I'm glad I've got an invitation. I didn't just wander in here. But I'm here by invitation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we've had tremendous history of church in my life, raised in church, and lived all my life in an apostolic church environment and preaching. And what a tremendous blessing that has been in my life. And an expression kind of came across different times. People would testify. And I remember somebody saying, standing up and saying, "I thank God for my seat in this house." Hallelujah. Woo, thank you, Jesus. As if to say, everybody don't have one. But I thank God I have got a seat in this house. Praise the Lord. And tonight I feel that way. I didn't just wander in here trying to fit into the program and find my... But hey, I got a seat. I said, I got a seat. I want to say I thank God for my seat. Somebody thank him right now. You got a seat in this house. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God I'm here by invitation. I belong here. I fit in here. I'm not a stranger here. I'm not disconnected here. Woo, hallelujah. I'm not a pilgrim. I'm not a stranger. Woo, hallelujah. But by Calvary, I've already been to the water. I've already been baptized. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Have my name in the registry. I got a spiritual birth certificate. I've got a right to say, hallelujah, I belong in this house. And I thank God I got a seat. Come on, somebody praise Him. Woo! Hey! Now there was a day. You can be seated. There was a day. Hallelujah. When the sons of God came to present themselves. Wasn't abnormal. It wasn't out of the way. It wasn't unordinary. It was absolutely in perfect taste for them to walk in and say, "We're here. I'm all right. I got a seat here. I'm going to sit down. Let's go." But somebody wandered in and the Lord said, "Where'd you come from?" I'm glad God didn't stop me at the door tonight and say, "Where did you come from?" He said, "Come on in the house." The sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. Somebody say, "Praise the Lord." You can be seated. Hallelujah. I got a place here. I belong here. I belong here by Calvary's hallelujah gospel message and the new birth experience. I belong here because I am a son of God. Baptized, identified, filled with the Holy Ghost. My name's written down. The world don't appreciate it, but I walk in here. I thank God for my seat in this house. It would be one of the worst disasters in my life to walk to church, come into church, and not feel like I belong there. Hallelujah. I love the house of God. I said, I love the house of God. I'm like David. I was glad when somebody said to me, "Let's go to church." I ain't got no problem. I ain't got no problem. Woo! I said, I ain't got no problem. But it's church time. Church night. Sunday morning. I ain't got no problem getting up and saying, "Hey, folks, we're going to the house of the Lord." I ain't got no problem Sunday night saying, "Hey, let's go to church tonight." I ain't got no problem on Bible study night. I ain't got no problem on prayer. I'm glad to say, let's go to the house. Clap your hands and praise Him again for me. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Satan is the president of the Vagabond Society. Chairman, CEO. Amen. And he's a miserable vagabond. He envies what I'm doing here tonight. It eats his lunch. When I walk in here and act like I'm at home and everything's all right. He can't stand it. When I walk in and say, "As for me, I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to clap my hands. I'm going to shout a while. I'm going to dance a while. I'm going to, hey, somebody, I thank God for my seat." In this house. You know, when I walked in here tonight, it doesn't matter that I live, 1,000 miles away. That's immaterial. Hallelujah. I felt at home when I walked in here tonight. I felt like it'd be all right if I went ahead and hollered hallelujah. And said praise the Lord to somebody. Said thank you, Jesus. And clapped my hands and shouted to the name of the Lord and sang the songs of Zion. Woo! And holler and shout and lift my voice and dance and run, whatever. I feel at home in this place tonight. Hallelujah. Because I'm a son of God. And this is God's house. And I got a place here. Praise the Lord. A vagabond is defined as a wanderer, moving from place to place, has no fixed abode, unsettled, drifting, shiftless, worthless, a tramp, a vagrant, a wandering beggar. Hallelujah. But I'm not that. He brought me out. And He brought me in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And He gave me a place. Hallelujah. And I'm not cursed with the curse of the vagabond. I'm not wandering from place to place. I wasn't confused about what kind of meeting I wanted to go to tonight. I wasn't testing the charismatic winds tonight. Hallelujah. I wasn't testing the magic of the marketplace to see what would be popular and more advantageous for me to be in tonight. I don't belong in some places, but I know where I do belong. I'm a son of God, and when God calls us together, I feel all right. I'm not cursed with the vagabond curse. I belong. Somebody clap your hands and praise me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, folks, it's all right to feel at home here tonight because you belong here. You got a place here. You can be seated. See, the first thing God done in Genesis, hallelujah, was He created a place. Amen. He made a place. And the Bible says in Genesis chapter 2 and verse number 8, "And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there He put the man." And there He put the man. Hallelujah. First, before I have a man, I gotta have a place. So I'm gonna create a place before I create a man. Before Don Mead ever came into the world, before I was ever in existence, before I was ever born in the flesh, God created a place before He ever created me. Hallelujah. God didn't create me and then create me a place. He created a place before He ever created me. Before He had a man, He said, before I get me a man, I got to have me a place. And the Bible said the first thing He did was plant a garden. And there, in that place, He put a man. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And verse 15 of that chapter says, "And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it." He created the place before He created people. There was a church before there was you and me. Hallelujah. One writer said, "I'll go back a long way. He had us in mind. He had the church in mind before the foundation of the world." God said, "Someday I'm going to have me a bride. But before I have a bride, I got to get me a place. I'm going to have a church." Somebody say, praise the Lord. So God created places before He created people. He made the place that He put the man there. Oh, I'm so glad that God created a place before He put me in the world. Amen. In 1939, when Elder B.R. Traxel started a church in Akron, Ohio, felt moved of God to establish an apostolic one God church. That was before I was ever in existence. Before I was ever thought of, was born, I had no identification, had no life at all. But God moved on a man to start building a church in a city of Akron, Ohio. And then God moved on my father and my mother to leave that Virginia country and go to Akron one day. And God moved on them to go to a place that a man started in 1939 and 1952. My good father and mother carried a little four-year-old boy and my brother into a place called the Apostolic Church of Akron, Ohio. Already had a place before we ever got there. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. The world can't appreciate why we're here and what we're doing. They don't understand why we act the way we do, dress the way we do, talk the way we do, sing the way we do. They don't understand because they're vagabonds. But to you and me, we got a place. Come on, clap your hands and praise them. Let me move on. Let me see that. You don't go very far in Genesis and you find a situation where Cain and Abel, brothers, had a confrontation. And Cain slew his brother Abel and hid him or buried him and just went on with his life. But the Bible says in the 8th verse of the 4th chapter of Genesis, that Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what have you done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now, judgment time. Thou art cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth from now on ever yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. And Cain made a statement I had a hard time understanding till I got the Lord help me with this. But Cain's response to that was this: my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth, and it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. And verse 16 says, and Cain went out from the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. If you think I'm going to lightly esteem where I'm at tonight and what I'm doing, you're wrong. If you think I'm going to try to somehow change the way this house is structured and change the way that God put this place together, you're wrong. I'm just glad to say I've got a seat in this house. I belong to this place, and I'm not going to take it for granted. Somebody say praise the Lord. No wonder David said something like this. He got in trouble with God. He said, God, in Psalms 51, he said, cast me not out of thy presence. And don't ever take your Holy Spirit away from me. I can't imagine, brethren, a day in my life without being able to say, Jesus, I'm glad I'm your son. I'm glad you're my father. And I can't wait to go back to your house. I want to sit down at your table one more time. I want to hear the word of God one more time. I want to shout and praise you one more time. Cast me not out of your presence. And when Cain realized his punishment was the curse of being a vagabond, he said, that's the worst thing that could ever happen to me. We just had a funeral this past week, and my brother-in-law, the one I mentioned to many of you all about, 38 years old, passed away. And 2 years ago, he had a major heart attack, aorta burst. And he went through 2 years of intense suffering and ICU. His kidneys shut down immediately. He hadn't had on dialysis, 4 open heart surgeries, and on and on and on and on and on. Until his last attack that he had just a couple, 3 weeks ago, damaged his brain. He went into a coma, and the Lord took him on. But when we had his funeral, Dad, there at our church, the host of people that walked in there that used to be sons of God, but that day they wandered in. I felt the same Holy Ghost in that funeral service I felt on Sunday night when we were shouting and glorifying and praising God, because God didn't leave the house because we had a home-going service for a child of God. The Bible said, precious in the law, in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. It was still the house of God to us. But all the people that walked in, backsliders and the Philistines that walked in. God, I had the host of the Philistines there, brother. I said, man, David, I kind of know what you're talking about, man, when you said you had the host of the Philistines. I said, oh, my God. I just couldn't find that jawbone. I could have done some good that day. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, hear what I'm about to say today. I'm telling you, it didn't bother me one bit. I walked on in that house. I walked on up on the platform. And my son began to sing some of the songs that he sang to when Brother Bill Bailey was still living. The Holy Ghost began to move in that place. And my dad got up to give an exhortation without any notes. Just inspired to look at that bunch and say, hey, I've preached to y'all before. He said, we're going to clap our hands here today to the Lord. He began to lead us in a clap praise at a funeral service, a home-going service. Oh, for folks that were sons of God, it was no problem. They rose to their feet and clapped their hands. But the vagabonds that were there, they couldn't even stand. They were miserable. They were uncomfortable. They didn't know what to do with themselves. And Dad said, hey, I'm watching you. I preached to all of you out there. And he made a statement. I'm so glad he did. He said, some of y'all would clap your hands, have been clapping your hands, when you was watching a football game on television. But we still don't believe in television around here. And we're clapping our hands to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I can shout over that. I can praise God over that. I thank God that in His house, we don't entertain it with Hollywood mentality and Nashville style. We come here saying, God, we need a visitation of the Holy Ghost and the anointing in this house.
Somebody clap your hands and praise Him again. Maybe see. Hallelujah. Oh, God. But see, it's no problem. I can walk in here and feel all right. I don't feel like I have to ask somebody, can I shout tonight? I know where I'm at. I don't have to ask an usher, is it all right if I holler hallelujah? I feel a hallelujah coming on. Is it all right? Brother Hood, I don't ask permission to holler hallelujah. I just feel one coming on. And I'm in the right place. And I got a seat in this house. And I didn't wander in, but I came here by invitation. And I came here because I belong here. And I came here because it's where I belong. And if I feel a hallelujah coming on, I ain't going to ask nobody permission. It's just hallelujah.
You know what's bad is the devil intimidates. He's a vagabond. He's cursed. See, he used to have a place. Lucifer had a place in the heavens. He had a special place in God's plan. He was gifted and talented and had a special assignment in the heavenlies and the host that God had
prepared for his angelic beings. Satan, Lucifer in his day, had a particular place that was special in the host of God. He led the angelic choir. He sang the songs of praise and glory. He was a cherubim chief among the angels. He was specially placed by God where God wanted him. But his heart lifted up with pride, and he began to somehow be taken so lightly that he had a spirit. He did not esteem his place. Let me just take a little parenthesis here just for a couple minutes. I'm tired of a generation that can't esteem the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. This isn't a VFW meeting. Hallelujah. And we're in this AAA, and we're not some kind of a club here tonight. And we're not here for social purposes. But hey, hear me. This place deserves some esteem and respect and honor. One writer said, keep your feet when you go to the house of the Lord. Solomon and all of his asking God for help, he said, Lord, I need some wisdom. And the wisdom I need is to know how to come in your house and how to go out. I'm so glad my father's here tonight. He's one of my favorite people and my favorite person, preacher, and my best fan, I guess. But I'm a product of all of his preaching and what he put in me, and I'm glad for that. But I'm telling you, I'm glad for one thing him and my mother taught me. That is, when you go to God's house, you don't go in there casually. You don't go in there lightheartedly. You don't go in there with frivolity. But you go in there with a special reverence. For the house of the Lord. Somebody say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I don't dress up to go to Burger King. But I'll tell you what, I dress up when I come here. The world wants to put a casual, it doesn't matter attitude. Just you kind of come as you are and just wonder. No, you understand. You don't know where I come from. You don't know where the Lord found me, where he dug me out of. When I walk in here, brother, I'm not just, this ain't just another meeting place. This is the house of God. This is where sons of God gather. This is God's house. I will reverence it. I will present myself. Right. Let me see. But don't ever let a casual attitude get on you when it comes to coming to church. I don't want people walking in and looking like they just come out of the woods hunting and sit on the front row and slouch down in a chair somewhere and act like, well, here I am. No. But Scott, this is a special house. This ain't Walmart, and this ain't... Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This ain't your social center. This is the house of God. And we're not just casual come as you are, but we are sons of God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I believe we ought to somehow have an appreciation for this place. And while we're here this week, this room, this place, I don't care what else they do in here the rest of the year, but this week, right now, till we get through, from this night, till we hear the last amen on Friday night, this is going to be the house of God, and we are the sons of God, and we can act like his children in this house. Somebody say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Satan is a master vagabond. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, somebody. Paul run into some of those vagabonds in the book of Acts, chapter number 19. Oh, yeah, he did.
And they got kids. They got grandkids. They got family trees. And they're still living in 2004. And they're still wondering. See, I don't have no bag of bonds in my church. Or the church that God lets me pastor. We got sons of God. But if somebody wanders in, my question is this. Where'd you come from? It's not, come on up and lead the choir. Where'd you come from? Ooh, hallelujah. Let me check the roll here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Somebody say praise the Lord. Well, I just gotta go from church to church and I just thought I'd try you out. Well, we don't try out here. This is not a tryout center. Praise the Lord, somebody. We don't audition here. We don't come up here and try out. Brother, when you get in here, you don't wander in here. You get born into this by water and by spirit. And God puts you in the place He wants you. He's having a big miracle service in Acts chapter 19. I mean, the Bible said not just special miracles. Crusade, miracle crusade, signs, wonders, and miracles. Well, that always drew a crowd. My pastor in West Virginia, that was the highlight of our summer, was those crusades coming through. We'd go down there and watch the show. Big semi-trucks roll in and unroll them tents, brother. And some of them dudes get out there and put on a performance and drain all them people's money and put it in their suitcase and head out of town and come back next time. Them black lung checks come in, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. What a show they put on. And just, I mean, their trucks would be painted on the side. Signs, wonders, miracles. And the miracle was how much money they could get and get out of town, brother. That was the miracle. They didn't want you healed. They wanted to come back and get you one more time, praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Me and the evangelist went down to a meeting. A lady had one of them big miracle crusades down in a big old tent down there in Stumpy Bottom, West Virginia. And we went there to have something to do. And we stumbled in there, sawdust on the floor. And she's a lady crusader. And she got all the gifts of the Spirit working. And she's carrying on. And me and this evangelist sitting there and kind of the back next to a guy had a bib over her eyes, and he's chewing tobacco. Every now and again, he'd reach around and spit that tobacco in that sawdust. He had a little pool of tobacco juice in the sawdust over there in that tent meeting. And we're sitting back there with him with our arms folded. And that lady up here, she's invoking the name of Jesus on everything in the tent and everything outside the tent and everything in the world I can think of. She's invoking the name of Jesus on it. My Lord, she was just, I mean, she was putting on a performance and we was enjoying the show. Only kind of show we're allowed to go to. Never did go to a picture show, but I guess that was that kind of show. And so finally she said, hey, the Holy Ghost just spoke to me. Boy, that got everybody's attention immediately. And she said, there's two men in this building. Holy Ghost said, you better come up here at this altar tonight. She put two chairs out in the sawdust. Says, I'm not going to give you much time. The judgment's coming here in a little while. And I'm going to give you a little space here, but you better obey God. And she spoke in a foreign language of some kind, jibber jabber. She said, Holy Ghost just said, you better hurry up and get here right now. Now, I thought that old boy sat beside of us spitting that tobacco. She's talking about him. And we kind of looked at one another, me and the evangelist. And finally that old fella said, hey, boy, said, she's talking to you. I said to the evangelist, you know what? I said, we wandered in here. We're going to wander out right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. We don't belong here. This ain't our house. This don't make no sense. God ain't in this place. This ain't right. Let's get back to where we belong. I'm telling you, folks, I'm glad for a real house of God, a real place. We're not vagabonds. We belong. So Paul was having a special miracle service. I mean, there's having them, brother. And the Bible says some vagabond Jews, exorcists, amen, took upon themselves to call over folks which had evil spirits, the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus, whom Paul preacheth. And they wandered in there and started doing, trying to do what they was doing. And the devil said, hey, I'm here too. Let me check this out. I wandered in here too. Hallelujah. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, the Jew and chief of the priests, that was doing all that. And the devil said, hey, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who in the world are you? Ooh, you know what? Not only does God know who we are, but when I walk in here, the devil knows who I am. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, got my name written down, and I'm one of them. Satan, hear me. I'm not a vagabond. I belong. The devil said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to bother Paul, and I'm not going to fool Jesus. I learned that a long time ago. I'm going to whip the daylights out of these vagabonds. I'm going to knock the snot out of these vagabonds. And he went to whipping up on them vagabonds. The Bible said, naked, they run out, brother. Took the clothes off, beat them half to, and off they went and running. One thing the devil knows about us. Whew, hallelujah. Get behind me, Satan. I'm a son of God. I'm not a wonder. I'm not a vagabond. I'm not pretending. I'm not in it for the money. I'm not in it for the show. But I'm a real, genuine, one God, tongue talking, heaven bound, born again believer. On my way to heaven, somebody clap your hand. Hey, I'm glad I'm in the house. I belong here. Somebody say praise the Lord. And then you see, took care of them. Hallelujah. Vagabond Jews. Oh God, the worst thing that can happen to me ever in my life is for God to curse me with a vagabond curse. I hear elder saint, you know, senior saints talking about being in church 50 years and 50 some years and 60 years. I said, thank God for that testimony. Whew, hallelujah. I know Satan desires to have you like he did Peter. But I tell you what, greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. Resist the, submit yourself therefore to God and resist the devil and he will flee from you. Somebody say praise the Lord. See, I got a place here. And the devil would like to have a place here. The devil's chief desire is to walk into our churches and find a place. You know what? We need the Holy Ghost so strong. Brother Verbal Bean was sitting on a platform with me in Kingsport, Tennessee in 77, 76. And he said to me one time, I was having church there, a camp meeting with Brother Bill Bowie there in Kingsport, Tennessee. And he said, Brother Meade, he said, you know what's bothering me? I said, what, Brother Bean? He said, we got a generation that's not sensitive to the move of the Holy Ghost. I'll never forget that as long as I live. About that time, there was a dad was there. He remembers a young man from Cincinnati was there and didn't have the Holy Ghost. Man, my Lord, the Holy Ghost was moving. And I think Brother MacDonald run down over there and put his hand on him. Brother Bean was there. And that boy got the Holy Ghost. And Brother Bean says, that's what we need, is somebody that's sensitive to know when God's moving. And respond to a move of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Sensitive to the move of the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you ever get cursed with a vagabond curse, I've never seen any of those kind ever find their place. Amen. You may stumble, you may get distracted, you may get detoured, but you never want to be cursed with a vagabond curse. Esau got cursed with it. Esau got cursed with it. And the Bible said he tried to repent. And he'd done it with tears. But the Bible says this, he found no place. Everybody say place. You know what? I got a place of repentance right here tonight.
Calvary! The altar!
If I can walk in God's house, say, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Wash me with your blood. Forgive me. And God said, I'll do it. I'll do it. Why? Because it's his house. I belong here. And somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When Jude began to describe the apostates in his epistle, he called them wandering stars. You know, I believe in people being born into the church, not wandering into it. Oh, I just traveled through and thought I'd stop here a while. No, we don't just do that. Where'd you come from? Well, I just kind of, you know, somebody said you was a pretty good guy. He's kind of, your assistant pastor moved off to Washington. Maybe you could use a little help or something. Like that. You know, Brother Rainey I know. And who are you? Praise the Lord, somebody. I'm having a little bit of fun right now. Y'all just bear with me a little bit of my folly, all right? But the whole purpose is this. God made a place before he made a people. And you're not where you are by accident. You're there because God placed you there. Placed you there. See, I think folks ought to act like they belong here when they come. This is a meeting that, you know, if you're apostolic and you know what this message is about and what these men preach and stand for, it shouldn't be hard to feel at home here. Let me just close out this little kind of a situation. I get a little weary with people that claim to be sons of God and can't act at home when they get in the house. Oh, I look at some. Man, they're sitting there all stiff and starchy. If they said hallelujah, it'd break their face. And, or else, if they feel an amen coming on, they got to check over here and see if it's all right to say it with somebody. Hey, if it's the word of God and this is where I belong, and I'm at the table, and it's right, I don't need your permission to say amen. It's amen and amen and amen, and so be it. Let me see that. But this is home to me. And if I act like I'm at home, don't look at me funny. What do you expect me to act like? I'm glad to be here tonight. I'm glad to be with y'all tonight. I'm glad to be with this ministry. I'm glad. I said, I feel all right. I'm at home tonight. So it's all right to act like it. Why do we have to wait till Friday afternoon before we start even starting to feel like we're at home? I'll tell you what, the house I was raised in with 12 kids, if you waited 3 days to go to the table, you'd be starving to death. Brother, when it was supper time, Mom didn't say, now let me go give Don a special invitation to come sit at the table, because if I don't invite him and recognize him and make a big deal over him, he won't come eat. Oh, come on, folks. We didn't have to have a dinner bell or a buzzer. All I had to do was smell the kitchen cooking, brother. Hey, hey! And when Mom said, supper's ready, I said, hey, you know what? I live in this house. I belong in this house. I don't have to have an invitation. I'm heading to the table. And I'm going to eat all I want. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Folks, I believe when you're at home, you can act like it. You ain't got to act like a stranger. You ain't gonna act like a vagabond, a wanderer. If you belong in God's house, brother, you ain't gonna have an invitation. You don't need a cheerleader. You don't need a pep rally. I believe we can have
church without somebody saying, would y'all please stand? Would y'all please clap your hands? Would y'all please shout? Would y'all please? No, no, no. You understand? When I came in the door and said, hey, I'm home. This is house. This is where I belong. I'm going to have church tonight.
You can be serious. Let me tell y'all something about the house now. In my house, everybody just can't walk in my door and make herself at home in my house. No. We got doorbells and we got intercoms on the outside. We got locks. And if you don't belong in that house, you don't just go up there and open the door and walk into it. We got special equipment inside that could change your mind. From a .25 special to a double barrel shotgun. We got equipment in there that can change your mind. But if it's your house, if you live there, if you park your feet under that dining room table, and you sleep in one of them bedrooms there, I don't have to ring a doorbell and say, hey, Mama. Mom, is it all right? What do you mean, is it all right? I'm 55 years old. I went up to my dad's house the other day. I didn't knock on the door and ring the doorbell. I just grabbed that door and walked in and said, hey, how about a cup of coffee? Where's that cake you've been? Hey! Let me check the refrigerator out. So how are you acting like that for? Because that's my house. I belong there. My name. Whoa, some of y'all ain't listening to me. You walk in here sometimes and act like a stranger. My God, wait for somebody to pump you up and beg you to go to the table. Beg you to act at home. You ought to walk in here and say, hey, I belong here. You can be sure. That feels so good. Hallelujah. To walk into my dad's house and not have to ask his permission. No, he says, hey, you're my son. I don't care if you are 55 years old. You're my son. Come on in the house. Just come on in. You don't have to ask. Just come on in.
Open the door. Hey, anybody home?
When there's all at home, they'd have to ask that, but now it's a little quiet around there. Anybody home? Yeah, we're here. Come on in, son. Well, I was already in. Hallelujah. I didn't feel like I was a stranger. Hallelujah. See, that's Joseph Meade's house. But I'm Donald Meade. I'm a son of the Father of that house. So I can walk in there and do what other folks can't do. I can walk over to the pantry and open the door and say, Mama, what you been cooking? Now the stranger can't do that, but I can do it. Believe I will have some of that. You go right ahead, son. Help yourself. Well, I was already doing that. I don't mind the encouragement, but it's just, I was already doing that. We're not trying to convince you to do it. You ought to already be doing it. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, Lord. Got a little grandson from that grandpa stage, best stage of my life right now. And he walks up into my house and he just goes and helps himself. Amen. He said, you know what? Somebody said, hey, you ain't allowed in your papa's office. He said, it's my house too. I said, y'all leave him alone. Have what he wants. Make yourself at home. Praise God. My son says, I didn't get that many privileges. I said, well, I've learned a lot since you were that little. Praise God. Got a lot more wisdom and patience. Praise God. Hallelujah.
You whipped me for that. I said, yeah, but I've learned better now. If you're little again, I'll let you get by with it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo! Some of y'all going to have a hard time enjoying this meeting. Because you got a vagabond look on your face. But I'll tell you what. It don't matter what your age is, if you're grandma, grandpa, or you're a teenage boy or girl, you can go ahead and walk on in this house, have yourself a time, shout and run and dance and leap and holler hallelujah, praise God, and make yourself at home. Somebody stand to our feet, clap our hands. The devil wants a place in our house. Get out of here, devil. Get out of here, devil. I ain't giving you no place. See, the Bible says give no place. The only time the devil gets a place is if we give him one. And he ain't getting none off me. You hear me? It's my house. It's my daddy's house. Hey, everybody just can't walk in here and enjoy the privileges of my daddy's house. But I've already been to the water. I've already been baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm a son of God. A few years ago, we was having church, pretty good Sunday night service, and this lady walked in. And she was dressed, she needed salvation. She wasn't right. She had a necklace on and some other adornments and a little immodest. And she came up and she's got the second row. We're clapping our hands. And she just jumped up on the second row. She started clapping her hands. I said, well, that looks odd, but that's okay. Maybe she's going to learn something here now. I had a tambourine up on the platform. I'm beating that tambourine. We're having church. Pretty soon somebody grabbed the tambourine out of my hand. But then there she was on the platform, got my tambourine. I said, my God! She grabbed my tambourine. She's up here. Look at me smiling. I said, oh, no! Give me my tambourine. You get off this platform. You get out of there. Don't you get back up here again. Let me tell y'all something. The organ kept on playing. The piano kept on playing. And folks kept on shouting. But I got that wonder back off the platform. You don't walk in here and act like you're a son of God when you don't have the name. So she went back down the second row. Done a little hand clap. Kind of hand clapped her way up. Wondered on it. I ain't never seen her again. I'm just going to walk up here and got my tambourine, brother, and going to lead the meeting. No, no, no. You might do that down the road, but you ain't doing that at our house. You know what we need this week? We need a group of people from everywhere we're at that are sons of God, children of God, to walk in these doors and not have a pep rally, not have somebody pump us up, not somebody beg us. We'll just act like we're at home and go ahead and have good old-fashioned apostolic church. If we need preached to, let the preacher preach to us. If we need to repent, we can repent here. If we need to eat, we can eat here. Anything we need is in the Father's house. Come on, lift your hands and praise Him here tonight. I feel the Holy Ghost. You know why I feel? I'm feeling something. No, we're at home right now. It's all right. You know, it's all right for y'all to do what... Some of y'all doing what... Hey! You know why you're feeling what you're feeling? Because you're a son of God. And you're in the Father's house. You can act like this in the Father's house. You can reach out and get a healing in the Father's house. You can reach out and get a miracle in the Father's house. You can reach out and get the Holy Ghost in the Father's house. Musician would come, please. I want to close. What I'd like to see tonight, feel the Holy Ghost to tell you, is if we could just have a few people to walk up here tonight and lift your hands and say this, I thank you for my seat. See there, you don't need an invitation. You belong here. It's all right. Hallelujah.
There's a miracle up here for somebody. There's a Holy Ghost up here for somebody. There's a healing up here for somebody. Oh, yeah. Ooh, hallelujah.
God's house. The Father's house. Come on and go with me to my Father's house. Come on and walk in the Father's house. Get what you... You're not a vagabond. You're not a stranger. Walk. The Bible said to come boldly to the throne of grace. Come boldly.
Come, God, when some people could gather around the front. Is there anybody who would come up here and say, Lord, I thank you for my place in this house? If anybody in the building could just feel at home, you don't have to be invited. Feel at home. Just make you, come on, you make your way on up here and just, oh, hallelujah. Say, hey, 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 your hands ought to be in the air. They're saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not a vagabond. I'm not a stranger, but I'm a son of God. I need something, God. If you'll ask your Father for it, He'll give it to you.